Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy Saturday. It is so beautiful out, Howard. It's cold, but it's pretty.
Oh, it's a great day. Yeah. Not as cold as it is going to be in the Northeast with snow expected up to 2 feet in some areas of May.
I got to call my people.
Your people?
My people.
What are you going to tell them?
Be safe.
Be safe.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. Inside. Stay inside.
Although they said it was going to go about 100 miles away from New York City.
Yes, that's what I say. Maine. Well, New York's going to get rain.
Yeah.
But up in Maine, we have some former customers that moved to Maine after they left here.
Yep. Radio show listeners.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, welcome, everyone. We hope you had a great week. And did you buy a lot of things on Cyber Monday, Angela?
No. Did you?
Nothing. I'm not a big shopper.
I tried. I did not see anything I wanted. I did try. I can't lie.
You can't lie?
No.
Okay. Well, here we are on Monday. Hope you had all had a
Monday.
Great... I mean, here we are on Saturday. Hope you all had a great healthy week. Unfortunately, so many people have COVID and... We need to start thinking about how we all, stay healthy.
Yes.
And
do a better job at this.
We really do.
Yes.
I mean, and so many people during Christmas are going to be visiting other people, and hopefully things just will not spread. Somebody in our office unfortunately got COVID, but is not sick. You know, that happens a lot. So many people get COVID and is not sick from it. But anyway... that happens.
We don't go into the office, so.
No, we don't go into the office, so.
We work from home.
We work from home. Anyway.
I was thinking that Christmas this year, nobody's coming over either.
To our house? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting used to being barricaded in, I think.
Barricade? You barricade?
Feels like it.
You know what's getting barricaded is deliveries from Amazon and Walmart and all those other places.
That's
where
true.
There's the ringing of the doorbell multiple times a day and these big boxes arriving.
At our house?
For your grandchildren, yes.
Well, I have grandchildren. What
yes.
can I say?
Birthdays and
their birthdays
holidays.
And Christmas are right next to each other, so
that's right.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And it's so convenient to actually buy things to have them just delivered.
It is, and I will say I kind of miss going to the stores, though, because, you know, you see deals on things, and I feel like I'm missing out on the good deals. And I did have to run in the store the other week, and I noticed that something I bought online was about $15 higher than it was in person. So I felt really gypped in that moment.
Well.
Yeah.
Hmm. So things aren't always better online.
They're not always better online.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're getting the free shipping, but nothing's free, so.
But you know what we discovered a couple of weeks ago?
What?
And we're going to tell everybody this. And this was Costco, so we'll use the name. You know, you can order stuff from Costco and they deliver.
Yes.
The prices when you order it is actually, you know, they say it's free shipping, free delivery if you order, I think, more than $35. But the cost of the item is actually more.
Yes.
When you...
They have to pay the shopper.
Yeah. So, you know, and we ordered a bunch of stuff, but we looked at the prices and the prices are higher. Each item is higher priced than when you go to the store. But anyway, here we are at Real Estate Radio. We usually start the show talking about what's special about today. We got a bunch of them today.
Oh, tell
me. Some of you that are in unions, it's AFL-CIO Day.
How about that?
It's also Bathtub Party Day. Now, this is an interesting one. It's supposed to be invite over friends and take a bath. Not necessarily together.
What?
Really? It's not necessarily
what
take a bath together.
About?
But it's fill your bathtub, invite your friends over, and take alternate baths or take a bath together.
Nobody's taking a bath in my bathtub.
I didn't say we should do it. I'm just saying that it's a day.
I thought it was something you might like.
Well,
yeah, it's not happening.
Well, it could be hot tub, but, you know, wear your mask.
Now, hot tub's a different thing.
Wear your mask.
They could come to the hot tub.
We have a hot tub, you know, attached to the pool.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's also Coats and Toys for Kids Day. Now, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
It's also Day of the Ninja.
Day of the Ninja?
Yeah. Do you know any ninjas?
Not that come out during the day.
Or any of your kids, do they play like ninjas?
Of course.
They did? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
It's also Earmuff Day, also known as Chester Greenwood Day.
What's that?
Well, you know what an earmuff is? You're from the South.
I mean, I know what they are. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Chester Greenwood is the guy that invented it. When he was 15 years old,
okay,
he asked his grandma to help him put these things together, connected by wire, and then he created a company that started to sell them.
That's great.
So it was named after him. Also, it's Global Fat Bike Day. These are these bikes that have these,
with those big tires.
With the big fat tires.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's also National Blue Jeans Day, International Volunteer Day. And I like this one, National Communicate with Your Kids Day.
I got lots of kids. I could do that.
Yes. Okay. How about National Rhubarb Vodka Day?
What?
I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
I
that sounds
just
not
don't
good.
Get it. But
I like vodka, but rhubarb, make it really tart.
It's also National Commute to Work with Your Baby Day. Now, obviously, today it's on a Saturday, but it's, you know, specific day to the month.
How do they come up with these things, Howard? That's
I don't know.
Obscure. Seriously.
It's also repeal. Repeal Day.
Hey, Alan just said, I'm your baby.
There you go.
We go to work today.
That's right. Repeal Day, which is to celebrate the 21st Amendment, which repealed the 17th Amendment. So you can drink alcoholic beverages.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And it's World Soil Day. Why we need to celebrate soil,
I don't know.
And another one that some of you may heard of, it's National Satcher Tort Day.
What is that?
It's a type of chocolate cake or tort that was made famous by the Satcher family and the Satcher Hotels. Very, very famous. Tort.
Are you familiar with them?
I am not. Until
I am not
I read
either. How very, very famous
these.
Are they?
Well, they make about 350,000 of them a year or a month, I forget, and send them all around the world. They're very, very famous.
Where are
supposedly
they located?
In England.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's what they are.
You know.
There's one real one. It's also Krampus Night.
What is that?
Which is really Krampus Nacht from Germany. It's based on a mythical beast in Bavaria, half demon, half goat with fangs, and they carry a birch stick to whip naughty children.
Oh, my goodness.
You wonder, where do I come up with these things?
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway.
Scary.
That's where we are. We got a lot of interesting things to talk about today. It's the end of, we came to the end of the month, which means that we're in a new month. And one of the fun features here on the show are the high and low sales. We're going to talk about that when we get back after the break. We also broke another record.
Tell me.
That's right. Low interest rates. Yep.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
18th consecutive week below 3% interest rate. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
That's incredible.
And drug companies are not the only ones fighting germs and viruses.
What does that mean?
Well, you are going to find out. Also going to tell you about the house that we had on the market that we told you was going to sell last weekend. Oh, boy, did it. We'll be right back. Stay
good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. We are in December of 2020, and I have been wishing this year away all year, ever since COVID arrived. Couldn't wait for 2020 to be over, and well, we're just almost there. We're so close.
Well, the vaccines are coming.
They are coming.
Yeah. Hey, how is the market here?
Hot, hot, hot.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about interest rates first. What happened with interest rates? I gave you a little teaser right before the break.
You did indeed.
A new record yet again.
Yeah, the 30-year rate fell just a tad, but a new record low to only 2.71%. And that is about a full point less than it was this time last year. Howard, this is the 18th consecutive week below 3% and the 14th record low this year. That's crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
The 15-year rate, it fell to 2.26%. Also about a full point less than it was this time last year. And the FHA 30-year rate is 2.38%.
This is just absolutely incredible.
Super duper.
How about this past week? What happened?
You mean with sales?
For sales, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 690 offers got accepted. That's about the same as it was last week.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's
last
not bad.
Last week was like Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
382 new homes came on the market. That number was down just a little bit and down about 3%. And 104 of the 382, well, that's 27%, they already went under contract. Now, if anyone's been paying attention as we report this week after week after week after week, 27% is a whole lot less than what we've been reporting. Our numbers have been in the 40%, the 30%. So this is 27%.
It's so still a lot.
Of what has come on the market, these are our normal summer numbers pre-COVID. We used to be in the 25% pre-COVID. So the numbers are still good, but they have dipped the number of sales. And I think people are just busy right now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, 29 of those went under contract the very first day, and 418 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say congratulations.
Congratulations.
It's so, so exciting.
All right. So we are in a new month. We're in December, and one of the fun features here on the show that people tell us that they really like are the high and low sales for the month. So 45 single family homes sold for over $1 million. Four of them were on the ocean, three were on the river, 16 were on other bodies of water like lagoons or intercoastal, and 19 of them sold for cash. The highest priced one was on the ocean in Ponte Vedra Beach, as
always,
they always are.
Always,
it's interesting,
darling,
how so many people look at the value of their home based on how far they are from the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
Absolutely.
It's so interesting.
Absolutely.
So this one was marketed as a block and a half.
I love
so
that.
this one was $5,650,000, five bedrooms, five full baths, two half baths, 5,500 square feet. So not a very big one. Built in 1958, but it was renovated down to the studs in 2017. And
wow,
it was still an old-looking type of home, so
yeah,
it didn't have the dramatic things that you see in some of the other homes. Did have a big butler's pantry.
I wonder why
guest
they didn't
house.
Just build a new home instead of taking it to the studs.
I don't know.
I mean, when you have that much money.
Don't know.
Okay.
It was 118 days on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I like to say when some of these come up and you kind of argue with me.
It didn't have a swimming pool.
It did not have a swimming pool.
Oh, my gosh, Howard. God gave them the biggest swimming pool ever in the backyard. Come on. You got the Atlantic Ocean out your door.
Know.
What do you need a pool for?
And there's some interesting history about this home that if you're a football player, you might like to have purchased this because.
Why?
Well, it used to be owned by Mark Brunell.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, any of us would like that. The people who have been in Jacksonville since the Jaguars first came, all love Mark Brunell.
Now, he had sold it a few years ago,
but
he was a prior owner. Now, the cheapest house that sold also has something interesting about it. First of all, it sold for $10,000.
Okay.
It was listed for $19,000.
Half price?
Half price. Obviously, it needed some TLC, and it was actually just a shell.
Okay.
Because I saw pictures of the inside.
Yeah.
And there were no interior, there was no interior framework whatsoever. So it was listed as a 3-1, but there were no walls to have three bedrooms.
But they probably had the plumbing in place already for one bathroom.
There was no plumbing in it. There was nothing inside. In fact, there was not even a floor. It was built up off the ground.
Oh, well, you could
like
have
it
done
had a
anything
crawl space,
then.
Like crawl space, but you saw the dirt. Now, here's the interest. Not only was all that interesting about it, but it had something else. It had 10 what's called nuisance liens on it.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a nuisance.
Different ones that added up to $11,000. So when you bought it, in order for it to change hands, you had to pay off the $11,000 worth of nuisance liens.
Interesting.
But also, they had a program that was called a lien reduction program by the city. And a lien reduction program, this is an interesting thing that you hardly ever see. First of all, you hardly ever see a nuisance lien. Nuisance lien might be something like the city came and because the grass had grown up so high, the city may have cut the lawn, and then the city puts a lien on it for the amount that it costs to cut the lawn or trim the tree, whatever.
Right. Right.
So that's an example of a nuisance lien. So anyway, the nuisance lien is, the lien reduction program says that for the new owner, for every dollar spent, for every $5 spent on rehabbing the home, the lien would be reduced by $1.
Okay.
So if they spent, as I said, the liens total $11,000. So if the new owner spent $55,000 on rehabbing the place, then all of the $11,000 in liens would be released.
Interesting. Yeah.
So this is something new for me. I had not known about this, so I thought I would share it with everyone.
Well, it's always interesting to hear things that are kind of obscure. I mean,
this
we
is
don't
kind
deal
of
with this every day.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
How about that?
Somebody deals with it every day, but I'm glad it's not us.
Now, for condos, there was only one that sold for over $1 million.
Really?
And it was on the beach, and it's one name that you have heard many, many times before. It's Aquilius.
Oh, yeah.
The Aquilius 3. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-story building that only has two condos on each floor. They're big.
How about that?
They're 3,500 square feet, four
right.
bedrooms, 3.5 baths. Very, very nice. Even have a built-in coffee maker. And I know those things cost $6,000. So they're
to drop in
pretty
the bucket for
pricey.
A millionaire, Howard.
Yes. I had an outdoor kitchen. They're very, very nice. They don't come up very, very often.
No.
But when they do, they get sold pretty quickly. It was on the market for 41 days. So $1,525,000. So anybody wants one of those? Let me know, and as soon as it comes on the market, we can find that for you and take you in to see it. The lowest price condo was $28,000, a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,400 square feet in The Oaks. The Oaks is a medium-sized complex in Arlington off of the Arlington Expressway. It was listed for $50,000, but sold for $28,000. It was only on the market for 7 days. It was a two-story, and this one needed TLC.
Did that used to be an apartment complex?
Don't know. Don't know the history. The rents in there are $800 to $1,100 a month. So if you could get that for $28,000, put a little elbow grease in there, clean it up a little bit, paint it, because it wasn't in that bad a shape, you could make some money on that. So that's what people did. How about that? All right. You know, more than drug companies, are fighting germs and viruses.
Like who?
Appliance manufacturers are fighting them in your home.
What?
They are putting sterilizing ultraviolet lights in refrigerators.
Awesome.
Washing machines are now being built in with heaters to kill germs on clothes. Refrigerators and stoves are having now special disinfecting drawers, and more washers are being produced and sold with steam functions to kill germs and bacteria.
I love how industries change with the times.
How about that?
They see a need, and they monopolize on it. Now, I don't know if any of those things will work. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It probably depends on how long the steam is on, and, you know, I'm not a scientist. Now, we have a steam dryer.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Let's buy them all and check it out.
Well, how are you going to check out whether it kills germs?
I don't know.
You going to put some germs in there?
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't know? I don't know. So, as I said, we have a steam dryer. I don't know that we've ever used the steam function. The steam part is actually to get out wrinkles.
Yes, and usually it just makes the clothes wet.
Huh.
So I don't like that.
I don't know. Maybe I should climb in there and turn it on and get out some wrinkles on me. I don't know.
Maybe. Is that where a raisin turns into a grape?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, we got some more fun things to tell you about. Also, something special about Jacksonville coming up.
Sounds great.
And why you should no longer be a renter. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to answer your questions if you call us at 222-8255. We will be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump heads to Georgia tonight, where he will campaign on behalf of two Republican incumbent senators up for runoff elections on January 5th. They are Republican Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue. Republicans believe that capturing those two seats is key to them blocking a liberal Joe Biden agenda. Much of the state of California on the brink of sweeping new restrictions on businesses and activities in a desperate attempt to slow a coronavirus surge threatening to overwhelm hospitals in that state. Five San Francisco Bay Area counties have imposed a new stay-at-home order for their residents. It will take effect tomorrow. Southern California and a big stretch of the central portion of the state could join this weekend as well. Thousands of doctors, teachers, and others in high-risk groups have signed up for a COVID-19 vaccination in Moscow. That starts today as a test. More details at srnnews.com.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com, handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Sunny skies through next weekend with highs today into the middle 60s. That will continue through Monday. Highs into the upper 50s Tuesday and Wednesday, and then about 65 by Thursday. Partly cloudy tonight, down to about 46, and then cloudy skies, 40% chance of showers Sunday night, down to 50. Mostly clear the rest of the week with lows into the upper 30s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
It's a good day. It's a great day.
Jinx.
Where did that start?
I don't know. I'm surprised you don't know.
I have a question for our listeners.
What's the question?
Are you one of the 38%, not you, Angela, but all of our listeners, are you one of the 38%? And you're wondering, well, 38% of what? And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on what you're talking about.
Well, of course it does.
Right. So what are you talking about?
Well, nationwide, 38% of renters can now afford to buy a home using FHA financing aided by ultra-low financing because of the interest rates. Now, here in Jacksonville metropolitan area, it's even higher. It's 40.6% can afford to buy a home. So, the question I have is, what are all of you waiting for? You know, it's a good thing that so many of you can afford to buy a home. It's a bad thing because you haven't bought a home. And it's a bad thing that inventory is so low. So if you're thinking about selling, it's a good time because there are so many buyers out there. If you're currently renting, 40+% of you can be owners. And most of you, when you become an owner, your monthly payment is less than what you're paying now.
Wow.
I mean, it's just incredible. Think of that.
Yeah.
40% of you have the credit score that will allow you to buy. 40% of you have the down payment, which is 3% on an FHA, or can borrow it for someone.
3.5% on FHA. 3.5%,
yeah. And or can get...
You could do 3% on conventional.
Yeah, or can, you know, get the borrow the 7.5% from a bond program.
You mean... $7,500?
Yes. What did I say?
You said it backwards.
I'm sorry.
Well, you said, I think you're just thinking percentages because you said 7.5%.
Bottom line is so many of you.
But it's $7,500 on the bond program if you're a first-time buyer or haven't bought a home in 3 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm glad you're here.
I spend my lifetime trying to correct you.
Okay.
Isn't that what a wife's supposed to do?
It is. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. You're welcome. You're
welcome. Bottom line is,
it's free service.
That of all the renters that are listening, or if you know a renter, 40% of the renters here in the Jacksonville metropolitan area don't have to rent. They can afford to buy.
Interesting.
Now,
what are you waiting
that.
For?
What are you waiting for?
If you have a good job, go buy a house.
Yeah.
You got to have a good job, though. You have to have
40% of the people do. They can afford to buy.
You have to have an essential job, though. That's kind of the deal these days, isn't it? You got to think about, are you an essential worker?
I don't know. Well, anyway.
You're an essential worker.
So I want to talk about something that I mentioned last week also. So last week at the end of the show, we talked about our hot deals, and we mentioned that we had a townhouse that had just come on the market the day before.
Yeah.
And we said, it's going to sell this weekend. And sometimes you think I'm just blowing smoke.
Yes.
You know that phrase, blowing smoke.
Yes.
You know, people are just talking.
Right.
But when we say we believe something is going to sell this weekend, we really mean it. And we want to tell you what happened. We had... Between Saturday and Sunday, we had 16 showings. Now, this was not – we didn't hold an open house.
No,
because
we
thought – well, because of COVID and because we thought so many realtors are going to show this house. Well, we had 16 showings by realtors.
Yes.
And, you know, every time somebody scheduled it, we had to call the owners and say, hey, can you – get out of the house. Can you get out of the house? Can you get out of the house? Can you get out of the house? It was like they knew our number. And it was like, okay, Angela, what time do I have to get out this time? Anyway, 16 showings and 6 offers.
So that's 38% of the people who saw it put an offer in to buy it.
You know, it looked good. It priced right.
Oh, it looked great.
It was a first-time homeowner type of home.
Yep.
And obviously, it sold. Now, with multiple offers, you don't just automatically take. It's more than just who has the highest price. It's
so
much more than that.
It's not necessarily the first one in.
Right. So what we want to do is to kind of educate you guys a little bit and tell you about all of the things that we go over with the seller of the home to educate them so that they can make a decision on which offer might be the best one.
Correct. So the first one was, you know, we looked at all the offers that came in and looked at the highest price offer. And the question is, will it appraise for this amount? And y'all got to think about this. No is almost always that answer. No. And why? Because if we thought it could appraise for something higher, we would have listed it higher.
Why is that important, whether it will appraise or not? What
because
does that mean?
You know, the seller's thinking, oh, you know, I got $10,000 more than what I asked. I feel so lucky today. But if that buyer has to get a mortgage, then there is an appraisal that has to happen. An appraisal is a third-party independent study. It's not a realtor. It's no one related to this case at all. And they're setting the value of the home. So the chances are really great that that appraisal is going to determine the price that the bank is willing to loan, right? So they're going to loan 97% of however much money, because people have to have a down payment. Well, the appraisal is, again, if I thought I could have listed it for higher, I would have. The appraiser has the same data we have. It's not going to be worth $10,000 more. So now we're in the middle of the process, and sometimes even, you know, about halfway through to closing before we realize, oh, the house didn't appraise. And now we're renegotiating the price. So it doesn't always benefit anyone to accept a higher price unless
number two, will the buyer pay the difference and pay more than the appraised price?
Now, if they would, that's a whole different story. But okay. When you're looking at a first-time home, it's not likely.
Okay. Now, the second question, which may make a difference, is if the buyer is paying cash versus financing it.
Now, that's a big deal. But there's two things to always think about with that. I mean, cash sounds great, right? Cash is awesome. But what happens in cash? People are not as committed as they could be otherwise. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, tell everybody.
So let's say, you know, if I'm trying to get a loan, and it's, you know, important, I want to buy this house, and I'm working with the bank closely because it's really hard now to get a loan. There's a lot of details. You're all committed. You're all in. And so through the whole process, you know, you're really committed. I don't know how else to explain that. But when you're paying cash and this huge amount of money is leaving your checking account, it's like it could be almost the slightest thing happen to make you no longer want to buy that house. And because it's cash, well, you just walk away from your binder and you feel relieved. Oh, I dodged a bullet. Where if you're getting a mortgage, it's a whole different level of commitment.
Interesting.
So I always advise the sellers about that. Just because it's cash, we need to know more about that customer.
Yeah. And are they fully pre-qualified to buy? That's whether they are paying cash or are they getting a loan?
Yes.
Also, does the buyer have to sell a home in order to purchase this one? And is that home under contract? And how qualified is the buyer of my buyer's
home? The domino effect. Yes.
Right. Just because that home is under contract doesn't mean that that buyer can buy.
Yes.
So we often look at the qualifications of the buyer's buyer.
Yes.
Also, what is the amount of the binder? Someone who is putting down $5,000 is a lot more involved than someone who is putting down $1,000. Another consideration is, are they making the buyer non-refundable?
The binder non-refundable. Which, that's a great strategy. I mean, if you can afford to walk away from your binder, that's a great strategy. It could be appealing to a seller.
Yeah. Also, are they putting down a large down payment? That makes them very, very committed.
Like 20% instead of 3%.
Yeah.
You know, it's less risk to the bank. So you got a better shot at getting that deal happen.
Yeah. Is the buyer flexible on the closing date? Hey, we're going to talk about a lot more things on this same subject when we come back. because these are things that you need to consider when you're the seller as well. Hey, we're going to be right back. Call us with your questions, 222-8255.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. I can't believe the show's almost over, Howard. It's our last segment.
Well, it is the last segment, but we got lots more to talk about
well,
evaluating multiple offers.
Yes,
because there's
very important.
So many interesting things. It's very, very complicated for both the buyer and the seller because we can negotiate all of these things. Offers come in and they're not set in stone because
correct.
We can go back to the person that is offering and say, hey, will you do this? And what we were just talking about is the closing date. Just because they say they want to close in 45 days or 60 days, what if the seller wants to close in 30 days or wants to put it off in 60 days, what if we can come to an agreement, for example, that we close in 30 days, but the buyer wants to stay there for another 30 days and rent back?
The seller. Yeah, and you know what else is good? If you're the buyer in a multiple offer, try to find out what works best for the seller about the closing date and put that on your contract. Or tell them, I didn't put any closing date at all. If you have flexibility, no closing date, let the seller select the date.
Yeah, so those are things that can be negotiated
yes.
as well.
Good strategy.
And makes your offer better. Also, will the buyer ask for repairs and will the buyer be reasonable on asking for repairs? That's a consideration that the seller should consider.
Well, because anyone making an offer has already been in the home, so they have a pretty good idea just from looking at things if there's some big, oh my goodness, item that was going to cost a lot of money, or if you think it's, you know, the window doesn't stay up and it's a $12 ballast or something. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
How about if the seller is asking for any contingencies such as, oh, will you pay some of the closing costs? So what are the kinds of contingencies and what effect might they have?
Yes.
Like, will it have an effect on net to the seller or something else? And is the buyer asking, like I said, closing costs? Is the buyer asking for a home warranty? Is the buyer asking for the washer and dryer that I, as the seller, wasn't planning on leaving? Can I put a cap on the dollar amount of repairs? Is the buyer going to waive an inspection? Maybe he's not going to do an inspection.
We don't recommend that, by the way.
No, we don't. we would never recommend that.
Not even in this situation. You can agree to not have repairs and you'll pay for the repairs yourself, but please have the inspection and know what you're buying.
Here's an interesting one that we don't see very often, but it's a really, really good negotiating one if you are the buyer and really want the place.
What?
Offer to pay the seller's closing cost.
Yes.
How about that? Now, that may or may not include commission.
Usually it does not include commission. And all the times I've ever done it, it never included the commission. That was still a seller obligation. But the buyer paying the seller's closing cost is helpful, quite helpful.
Yeah. The last one that we have is the buyer shortening or lengthening the number of days to do the inspection and or get financing? So all of these things together, and we have 20 of them that we just talked about, are determining factors to say which of the, in the case that we had, six offers got selected. And some of them, we go back to the offerer and say, hey, are you willing to do this? Or are you willing to compromise on something?
And it was very difficult, honestly, because, you know, when you know that you're in a multiple offer situation, almost everybody gives you the asking price, at least. Some go over. Some go too far over. You know, some ask for closing costs. Some don't. Some ask for home warranty. Some don't. You know, and I feel like it was, in this particular case, there was only one cash offer, and they needed to close in 2 weeks. And we tried to negotiate to close longer, and they couldn't. They really did need to close in 2 weeks. And you know what? That turned out to be the best offer for our customer. And they found a place to go. They've already got it lined up, and they're going to be out of their house in 2 weeks.
How about
that? So that's a real success story because we didn't have to wait on someone to get a loan. And in today's environment, while everyone should go get a loan and should have their current loans refinanced because the rates are so low, it still, you know, can be a difficult thing to try to get a loan today.
Yeah. Now think of your own situation. If you put your house on the market, could you move in 2 weeks?
It would be a challenge.
It would be a challenge. So one of the things that you, and it may be that the buyer had to, maybe they were doing what's called a 1031 exchange where they had to put the money in something.
Right away.
So what you could do is say, okay, we can close in 2 weeks, but give me another 30 days to move out. So these are things
that
we can come up
with. Which that person was willing to do, by the way.
Yeah. So like if someone asked us, if we put our house on the market and said, hey, we want to move in 2 weeks, it would just be, we'd have to laugh at them.
It would just freak me out, yeah.
Well, you couldn't.
I have too much stuff.
Yeah, we couldn't do it. Plus, we don't have another place to go. So that's a consideration as well, is does the seller have another place to go? Like, we might have another contract to buy another place, but if that one's not closing until 45 days from now.
Right.
You know, there are all sorts of considerations that we have to go through with the seller. And by the way, we put together a matrix for the seller so that he or she can look at all of these things and make some decision. But it's ultimately their decision. We don't make it for them.
Yes. So, you know what I was thinking about?
What were you
talking
about? What?
Two things. One is a new listing that we have coming up. And it is...
It's not on the market yet.
It's not on the market yet. You have to call us. It's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom condominium at Summer Key. And what? Oh, we didn't do... That's okay. It's okay. It's not really listed yet. So three-bedroom, two-bathroom at Summer Key. It's about 1,145 square feet. What I love about this is Summer Key is a community that was built in phases, right? So 2008, and then things went bad, and then they built some more in 2012. And then they built some more in 2018. So this one is one of the ones from 2018. So it's only 2 years old.
Where's Summer Key?
Summer Key is right off J. Turner Butler and Southside Boulevard. And so it's a great location. You can get anywhere in 15 minutes. I mean, seriously. And you're right down around Tinseltown and, you know, the town center and 15 minutes to the beach, maybe 10. I mean, you can, it's just a fantastic location. And what I love about this, it's so new, 2 years, and it's in great condition. So this is going to be $160,000, three bedroom, two bath, 1145 square feet. Love that. Also, not yet hit the market is my house that I grew up in as a kid. And so that
Wow.
So that is on Forest Circle, and it's riverfront, and it's right across from the Naval Air Station. And if anybody wants...
From the other side of the river.
What do you mean, the other side?
Yeah, you said across from. You meant...
Across from, that's what we see.
Okay.
That's the view. 3 miles across the river is NAS. Yeah. So when you see the planes coming and stuff like that, air shows and all that, it's right outside your window. And so anyway, that's a wonderful... big lot. It's on a 26-foot high bluff off the river, so it's never going to flood, and over an acre, and it's just a wonderful old home. It's an old home that's had renovations, but it's still an old home. And there's a huge garage, a three-car garage, plus there's a huge RV garage. It's got all the toys. But so for most people on the river, they might think about knocking it down and building something more modern. That's great. You can do that.
Okay.
But call me if you want to see it, and I will take you there. So my number is 465-3845, 465-3845.
Well. Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. You know, people always ask me, and, you know, you folks, your listeners, know that the market is great. How is it countrywide? Sales of newly built homes, brand new homes, were up nationwide, get this, 41% higher than a year ago.
Yes.
Think of that.
That's amazing, 41%. Isn't it?
41%. Mm-hmm. Now, this was for the month of November. Just mm-hmm. unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, here in the Jacksonville area, we have room to grow. We can do that. People are building north, building west, building south. We can't go much further east because there's something called the ocean.
Yes, it is.
But that's just incredible.
It is incredible.
I mean, although some people are out of work, and that's unfortunate, we never expected this as a result of COVID. It's just uncanny that the mortgages are so low that overall, the economy is pretty good. Some parts of the economy
are not so good. Real estate is the foundation of our economy.
And as the Van Wees will tell you, the stock market is just absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Who would have thought that in view of what has been going on? Now, unemployment is a little higher than it should be, and we didn't get as much jobs as we expected. And the Van Wees are going to tell you about that as well. I'm sure Adam is going to tell you about that. And we want you to stay tuned for them because they give such great information week after week to make you better informed. But in the meantime, if we can help you with any of your real estate needs, we are here to help you. God bless everyone. We want you to stay safe, wear your mask. We'll be back with you next week.